to record this. So now we're recording. Okay, so we just started the recording. So as I was saying, number two, so the first thing is go over support structure. Number two is to go over the stuff that was sent to you. I want to really focus on some of the pages in the manual. Okay, as you can tell, the manual is huge. There's like a lot of stuff. And I'm curious, did any of you start to go through the manual? You can unmute yourself to tell me. Did any of you start to go through the stuff? So you got to practice here on unmuting. Bernie, you did it.
Yes.
So, Bernie, did you start going through the book?
Yes, I did. A
lot of stuff in it, yeah?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Vicki, what about you?
Yes, I started to go through the book looking at scripts. There's an awful lot of scripts to get to know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's that. Let me tell you, and I'm really glad that you brought that up, Vicki. And by the way, if you guys have questions and concerns, this is the time to do it. You know, one thing I do know, by the way, let me just interrupt myself, Vicki. I'll get back to what I was going to say to you, is that one of the reasons why I gave you my personal cell number is because, you know, you're going to have questions over the next couple of few months, and as you're going through the material, because I know we wouldn't be able to accomplish everything in this call. And so whatever we don't get accomplished that you need help with, you can call me. Now, Vicki, as far as the number of scripts that are in there, here's what I did when I created that manual. I kept adding. Like every year that I taught, I would add and add and add, and I never took stuff away. So it's kind of like a Chinese smorgasbord where, you know, you take what you want and use and leave the rest. I don't think you should memorize all those dialogues. I think you should focus on a couple of areas that you're going to prospect in because it can be very overwhelming to try and do everything, and I don't want you to do everything. My favorite when it comes to prospecting, which we are going to talk on this call about, is the FSBOs and expireds. To me, that's my favorite, and that's where I really would like you to focus on. But if there's something else that you want to do, something else you want to work on, hopefully the dialogue is there.
Okay.
All right? Does that help you?
Yep.
Okay, great. Yeah, don't get overwhelmed by the manual. You know, there's way more in there that you'll ever need, and so that's it on that. Okay. Now, to continue on, and Vicki, if you'll just mute yourself again so we don't get that feedback. The next thing and the last thing that we're going to cover is, you know, answer any questions you have. But again, I want you to ask me stuff as we go through this. By the way, are you guys seeing me okay on the screen? Oh, don't worry about it. You're all muted. Okay, if I wasn't, you tell me. Okay, now, here's the first thing I want to go over, the support structure. One of the things I'd like you to do is, on the screen right there is my Facebook username, which we're almost maxed out at from, if they still keep to that 5,000 on personal people, I'm at like 4,700 or something. The reason why I want you to do that is because I use my Facebook page not as a personal thing. I really use it as a business page. We're going to eventually move over to an official business page, but on Facebook, what I do is every day I'm sending out one of three things. Number one, a video, motivation video, 3-4 minutes long. The second thing is something funny, usually a quote or a picture. And then the third thing is a motivational quote. So every day I'm sending something out on Facebook, and people really seem to love it. It really helps them, puts a smile on their face, and so I want you to do that. There's what my page looks like, okay? So make sure that you friend me on Facebook if we're not already friends. The next thing is the Power Program, and I do want to spend just a few minutes on the website because there is some really great stuff on the website for you. And as you remember, I'm giving you this Power Program as part of what you did for committing to this a whole year, okay? So awesome. And which the other agents are paying $27 a month, don't tell them. Now, let me just go over this for a second. This is the homepage, and I think what I'm going to do is get out of this PowerPoint slideshow to go to the actual live page because I want to show you something. Now, let me try this tool that we have here. And I got a little pointer action here. So let me do this. First of all, this is what the home page looks like. And after you're signed in, you can see these things, okay? If you're not signed in, you can, it's blocked for people. But every month, I do a conference call for an hour. And it's during that hour call where you can ask me questions. But I recommend instead of just asking me questions on the call, that you actually email me ahead of time. So I'm going to move this pointer. And if you'll notice, there's this red thing that says, click here to submit a question. When you do that, it goes right to my email personally. I print it out, and I look at it before the call, and then I'm best prepared. So that's the first thing. And just by the way, I have to do this today. You'll see on the website there, the last call was last Friday, and I haven't posted 2014 yet, January, February, March. So I'm going to be posting that today. Okay, so if you miss a call, you can click here and you can actually listen to the call, so we record them. This over here is we interview a top agent every month, but this particular month, you'll see it says listing role play by Daryl and his mom. You really don't need to listen to that. That's a special CD because that package of audio CDs that I sent you, and it had said the power program, it was a small case, it was white. That in there is that recording. And what that is my mother at the time was actually terminally ill. And to immortalize my mom, I put her into the studio and she played a fizbo. And I role played with her trying to list her house. I'm laughing because, you know, she was a real actress on it. And it's fun to actually listen to. But there's value, of course, in there, me going through a listing appointment. And it's an audio. Okay. Over here is the Power Agent magazine. And every month we do a magazine that's digital that you can print out. And in that magazine, there's forms and checklists. Now, let me escape from this. Oh, no. Let me finish this and then, because I don't want to mess anything up. You'll know if you follow the bouncing red ball here. Over here, this is a year of previous magazines, November, October, and there's so much information there. There's probably more than you need to, okay? So don't get overwhelmed by this. I don't think you need to go to the archives because you've got enough material to go through. I would just stay involved every month with the program. I want to now go to the actual live website because you'll see the bouncing ball where it says classroom. I want to show you what's there. So let me go to that. And give me a second. Let me see how to do this. So hang in there. Did somebody ask me a question? Okay. It says I am muted by the organizer. Okay. Whit. Okay. Let me unmute you. All right. Hey, Whit. I just saw a question. Whit, I'm going to unmute you. Dan, David, Whit, I'm going to unmute you, but I'm going to ask you to mute yourself, okay? Once I unmute you so we don't have... Hang on, gang. We got these guys were aiming. So, Dan, if you'll mute yourself, Dan, David, and Whit, if you'll look on your panel, that's right. Just click on that thing to mute you. Very good, guys. Sorry, and Dan, same thing. Sorry that I just noticed that. Okay, let's close that. Cool. Power program. It's not letting me do that. Hang on one second. Give me a second, gang. Okay, there we go. Okay, so, and I got my thing in the way here. So, can you all see, just tell me if you can't see what I'm doing here. You don't need to tell me yes, you can, just if you can't. Okay, so I'm logged into the website, and I just clicked on that word called classroom. Now, what I want to show you here is you have this. Okay, you have this in your manual, color dot board, but that's a PDF. So if you wanted to print out, I'm sorry, I forgot. I apologize. See, I've given you guys extra things that I don't normally do, so that's why I'm hemming and hawing. this, a part of your care package, you had a CD that has the whole manual on CD. Again, I don't ever give that out. So we're going to talk about this doc board today, and you already have that PDF that you can print out or bring to the printers, and I'll explain what that is later on. Now, this over here, letters, where it says expired letters, 1, 2, 3, blah, 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 that is not in the power manual. That's extra stuff I came up with later. If you wanted to do a mailing campaign to expireds, there's 7 letters there for you to use. I don't recommend that. I recommend phone calling them, but I do recognize you don't always get a homeowner's phone number. So another option would be actually knocking on their door. I'm not a fan of the letters, but they're there for you. Again, here's order priority. Number 1, call an expired if you have the number. If you don't, number 2, I would go knock on their door. Number 3, if you don't want to knock on their door, then you can do a mailing campaign. There are some visuals for buyers that are not in your manual. Most of this stuff is here, but listing conversation slides, this is an actual PowerPoint. If I clicked on that, it would launch PowerPoint, and that's a template for you to create your own listing presentation, what we call conversation with a homeowner. This for sale by owner, this is real important. This for sale by owner CEO, that is not in your manual. That is the slide, if you remember, at the Atlanta seminar I did for you, where a homeowner, the CEO of ForSaleByOwner.com tried to sell his own property and couldn't do it, and he listed with an agent in New York City. That slide you don't have in your manual, so print that out. And that's pretty much it. So poke around here. That's it on that. Okay. Let me go back to the slide. Okay, here we are. And yeah. Okay, great. Now, next thing. Let's see. Let me make sure. I see some. Okay, no, we're good. Okay, Red X. Now, Red X, you'll see it says DarylSpecial.com. You should have had a form in your care package also for these guys that explains the different options. I highly recommend that you sign up with Red X. If you go to the website, there it is, DarylSpecial.com. You type in the word smile, and here's what you guys got. Whether you do it here or do the paper format, either way, if you use the paper format that I sent to you, make sure you put on there Daryl Davis to get the special, which is the $150 fee is wiped away, the setup fee. And also you get the first 30 days for free, which comes to about $110, right? Now, the reason why you should do this, and I'm going to go to the website. If you go to the website, this is what it's going to look like. And I suggest that you poke around. There's a demo video. There's some questions. So I would get comfortable with what it is before you actually start it. I'm going to spend 2 minutes right now telling you what it is. What this company does is they put together FSBOs and expireds for you every day. You launch the software that first, when you sign up, you download the software. It looks like Microsoft Outlook. You hit send and receive like you're sending and receiving emails, and then it downloads for the day FSBOs and expireds. Now, if somebody is both, meaning that they were an expired and became a FSBO, you won't have duplicate records. They've reversed the telephone number for you. It's an awesome, awesome system. And the reason why it's awesome is because it helps you stay focused on prospecting. One of the reasons why you won't prospect is because you're not organized. You've got leads here and there. And when you're disorganized, you don't feel empowered. And this program will help you stay focused on working every day FSBOs and expireds, and we'll have all the information for you. It's a wonderful program. Now, this special, I'm the only person that they gave it to as far as speakers or anybody. So they're very tough when it comes to the monthly fee, meaning that if you don't cancel within the first 30 days, if you don't like it, they will charge you that first payment of $110 plus a $10 fee the first month. So it's $120, I think, and then it's $110 a month. So make sure that you cancel, because they won't refund your money if you forget to cancel and they charge you. So I don't want you to be upset about that. Let's see, what else? I love this. I love Red X. You know, I'm the FSBO expired king guy, and this, to me, there's a couple other companies out there. They're not as good as this company. So, okay, moving right along. Don't forget, if you've got a question, just interrupt me. Now, we're going to talk about the manual. So you'll notice there's so much in there, and here's what I want you to do. I put in order of what I think you should focus on first. First-time management stuff, especially now during the holidays, your listing appointment and calling FSBOs and expired. So I would concentrate on learning in that material, in that order. Listen to the CDs with the manual. I'm going to go through some of the pages with you now. Let's talk about the time management piece and how you should stay focused. All right, now, couple of concepts that are not in your manual. This is me just talking to you, okay? Again, you have the CD that synchronizes with the manual, so I wanted to give you something extra here on this call. The first thing is you can't manage time, right? There's 168 hours in a week. Time does what time does. You know, whatever time it is now will never be repeated, yeah? So when we talk time management, we really should change the name of that to self-management, meaning managing our activities and ourself given the time that's given to us in a particular day. So what, as we go into 2014, I want you to think more about managing yourself, managing your activities, as opposed to managing time. I will tell you one of the keys and the secrets to being effective and the most productive with the time that we have is commitment. When you are really committed to something that you want to accomplish, something that speaks to your heart, something that motivates you, you will get so much more done in a short period of time. One of the analogies I like to use is, you know, for example, the holidays we've got coming, right? So let's say you've got people coming over for whatever holiday is. I don't want to upset somebody because I didn't mention the holiday. All right, I'm going to mention Christmas because that's the next one coming that I understand, I think. So that's the next one, Christmas. So let's say you're going to have family over and you got presents to wrap, presents to buy. You've got to set the table. So it's Christmas Day and you're setting the table and the cooking and the cleaning. And you might have this much to do in this amount of time. Now, my question is, do you usually get it done? And the answer is, of course. And when you think about it, if you had this much to do in that amount of time and you got that much done, you had a breakthrough in time management. And what happened, the breakthrough, the miracle in having that happen was your commitment called great event. When you're cooking and cleaning and doing the presents and da-da-da-da, when you notice you don't show up, meaning your thoughts, your feelings, your concerns, can I do this, your worries, you don't have time to worry. You don't have time to think about whether you can do it. You don't think about whether it's going to work or not work. You are just in action. What shows up is action. If you look at your life when your life's not working, who's always there is you, your thoughts, your feelings, your opinions, your concerns. So how we not live from our concerns and our worries is being really committed and passionate about that commitment. And I'm going to help you with that on this call too. The next thing is focus is the second secret. You need to stay focused on the high priority activities that are going to help bring your commitment into reality. And the last thing is, which I don't have to tell you this, you know this, that the lack of money creates stress. So we need to make sure that in 2014, financially, you're going to have a breakthrough. Let me go to one of the things to help you stay focused and committed. Now, I talked about this at the seminar. If you look on the screen, it says TM10. This is my coffee. All right. TM is not a new disease. It stands for time management. And if you look at the bottom, it says time management 10. Now, if you wanted to open up the manual now as I'm doing this, you can. And here's the I don't want to go through this too because we already did this at the seminar, right? Which is, let me get I'll do it a little bit, okay? Let's say you have 7 listings in January, and in this example, you got 5 by the end of February. That means your listing inventory is now 12. If 2 of them sold off, now you're at 10, right? So what you want to do is, if you remember that shoe store analogy, you want to keep building your inventory. And if this is what your chart looks like in 2014, I guarantee you, so is your cash flow. So you remember I said that we can change this listing inventory chart to the cash flow chart. So it's really important that next year, this is your focus, is building listings, okay? More listing and listing inventory. The more inventory you have, the more buyers you're going to get, the more sales, and everything is wonderful in the world. So now this chart, TM10, is, hang on a second, sorry, gang. This chart is on your, why is it doing that? Hang on, sorry, technical thing. This chart is in your manual and it's on that CD. Now, here's what I recommend that you do, is you actually go to the stationery store and you buy those, the big, almost the size of a flip chart paper. It's called poster board. In New York, we call it oak tag. I don't know why, but anyway. And you make this chart and hang it somewhere visual to help you stay focused on building your inventory, and you should chart it out at the end of each month. Okay. What else do I want to say about that? Now, if you don't have like a big place to hang this chart, then what you can do is just print out the 8.5 by 11. And I've seen some agents, they put it like in a picture frame on their desk and they chart it out that way. But no matter what, you got to make this chart. So, oh, you know what you should do? While I'm talking, you get a piece of paper, separate piece of paper, and create like your to-do list. Like, all right, this is the first thing I'm going to do. There's a second thing I'm going to do. So start taking notes as to what I'm recommending that you do. Okay. Next thing. Okay, this is, hang on. I got to do something here and the thing like this. Okay, now I understand what was going on. Okay, now, the dot board. I love the dot board. Here's how the dot board works. Now, this I did not cover at the seminar, so let's go through this. Same concept, big poster board thing, or 8.5 by 11 on a frame. Now, I wish I'm going to try and do this with this little colorful pen over here. Now, here's how this works. Let's say it's January, and you go get a listing. Don't confuse this, by the way, with the listing inventory chart. The listing inventory chart is like a shoe store tracking what's available in the store, okay? This is different. Let's say you go on a listing appointment, you get the listing, you come back to the office, and on this little chart here, you're going to give yourself a little dot here. See, I'm trying to draw a dot. You would buy those little colored dots at the same place you bought the poster board. They're the size of a quarter. And what you do is every time you get a listing, you put a dot up on the chart. Now I'm going to tell you something. All my students, and when I used to manage agents, they love this. They get more excited about the dot than they do the fact that they got a listing. It's crazy. Now let's say you go get another listing, and you get that. So you put another dot. Okay. Now look at this. Isn't it looking pretty? Wait. You got another one. So now you got 3 dots. In other words, you got 3 listings. Your inventory, you might have like 5 now. But in the month of January, you got 3 listings. Now wait, there's more. Let's say you take a buyer to that listing and you put it into contract. Watch this. We got a listing sold. Uh-huh. And you had the sales side, you see, because you got 2 sides. It was your buyer. Look at the dots. It's exciting. Now, let's say you take another buyer out and you sell somebody else's listing. You don't get the listing sold. You only get the buyer side because you didn't have the listing sold side. Now, another agent shows one of your listings from your inventory, and it goes into contract. Wait, listing sold. Huh? Look at this. Boy, this is January. It's looking mighty nice. Now, dot board is awesome. It keeps you focused, motivated. Now, let's say it's February 15th or February 20th. Help me out. How is this chart looking? Not very good, right? Because February, it's now 3 weeks into the month and you haven't done anything. So this chart does a couple of things. Number one is, at a glance, you can look at your business and see how you're doing. Number one. Number two, is it motivate you? Number three, if let's say you start to snooze, it's going to show you that. Let's say we go into March, right? Hang on, I'm coloring. Now, what this tells us, February, you went to sleep. This is not good. So the chart also motivates you to say, I need to get some dots. I need to get some dots. Now, let me tell you a good idea. Hang on, I'm going to change the colors. I'm changing the color. It's too complicated to change the colors. Let me do it anyway. What I recommend that you do, wait, somebody's got a question. Do you put the dot? Listen, you can unmute yourself to ask the question, Whit, all right? But, yeah, Whit, why don't you unmute yourself? You know how to do that? Click on the thing because you wrote a question to me. So hang on, gang. Let's see if Whit can unmute it. There you go. And Dan, I think, all right, Whit, go ahead. What's your question? You know what, Whit? For some reason, I'm getting some feedback from you. I can't even hear you too well. You're using the mic from your computer, aren't you? Because it sounds like it's not working at all. You sound horrible. Do me a favor, mute yourself again, because there's a lot of feedback. Whit, I'm sorry. If you can, you can probably try calling in and using the telephone versus using your computer mic, but I can see your question, so I'm going to answer it anyway. I just want you to be able to talk to me. Do you put the dot up when it goes under contract or when it closes? Great question. I always get that question. I say you put it up always when it goes to contract. Here's why. Your dot is good when it closes is going to be the check. So the other thing that works about this dot board is that it immediately acknowledges you and it rewards you for the contract. And that's, you know, you've heard this expression, it takes money to make money, business creates more business. Well, accomplishment breeds more accomplishment, meaning that when you acknowledge yourself, it puts you in a good frame of mind, gives you a good attitude, and it wants you to create more. You want to accomplish more. So I think the dot board, I know it works when you put the dot up for contract, not for closing. When the closings happen, that'll be your paycheck. Okay, what else I want to tell you about this? Oh, I started to do something and then Whit asked that question. Oh, did I change? Yeah. Now, here's what I recommend you do. This is a great idea. I'm coloring right now. Hang on. To help illustrate my point. Now, here's what I'm suggesting that you do. Is put this on your to-do list. Is create your dot board to look just like this. And then put on dots that are that don't stand out. Like yellow doesn't stand out on the board. Gray, something like that. And put all of the dots for 2013. Now, 2014, make it a color that jumps off, usually red and blue. Blue is, I find, jumps out the boat most on these things. Now, here's what the game is. If you already know, for example, in January that you of 2013, a year ago, you got two listings and one sale. That's three dots. The game for January of 2014 is to get at least one more dot than you did the year before. So what you would do is you would dot out all of the months for 2013. So month to month, you can compare how are you doing this month, this year, compared to last year. Okay? That will really help you stay motivated, focused, and everything else. Okay. Let me erase all this. I got to change the color. There's a lot of work here with the thing. And okay, now, next thing. Hang on. Okay. This, I hate doing this because it's not fun. but you have to do this for you. You're going to get depressed when you do this, so do it after Christmas. This chart, I'm going a little backwards here. You'll see at the bottom of the screen it says TM15, yeah? Now, this is your to look at your finances. Now, I'm not going to spend time going over this because I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm going to give you the concept. Let me use my little webinar highlighter thing over here. Okay. You see where it says personal survival money needed? There's some forms in the manual. We'll go over that in a second. Let me explain the concept. What you do is you look at your finance. What do you need to survive financially, personally, for 12 months? So, you know, your personal bills, your mortgage, your utilities, stuff like that. Like, come up with what's that number just to survive to pay your personal bills. That's the first thing. The next number to look at is your business survival money. How much money do you need just to break even in business? So you're looking at, MLS dues, advertising, mailings, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Then you subtotal that. Now, when you subtotal that, you'll notice the word survival means you're just breaking even in your personal and business life. Over here, this is like the next level stuff, like, all right, putting money away for retirement, paying your taxes, education, blah, 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 blah. You come up with the things that you want beyond survival, yeah? And then you total that up, and then you figure out how many closings do you need. You take the total divided by your average commission. That's the total money you need. So that's one of the things I recommend that you do. Now, the reason why you're going to get depressed in doing this is because I know I've done this so many times with students. When you do this, you're going to not be pleasantly surprised that you need more money than you thought. But you know what? Ignorance is not bliss, so it's really important you figure out what you need. Most of you on this call, you're probably always feeling like behind financially, that you're just never, making any headway. And the reason why that is because you really don't know what you need, and you're always falling short. So you need to do this and just get ready to just don't be suicidal. Okay, now let me go to the next page here. This is TM12. This helps you with the personal survival. This is your business survival. So these are the things to help jog your memory. Now, I will tell you, there's some typos in the sheets, and there's some things that even seem like old. Like, I think there's even, beeper. Do I see beeper on one of the things? It's like a beeper. What the hell is that? So, but it's just a concept for you to figure out your numbers, okay? Okay, then you get that. The retirement, that's 14. So that's all in that next section. Now, let's talk about this star. I'm sorry, I don't know what page it is. I don't have it on there, but I do know that it's in the time management chapter. It's a star. And here's what I want you to do. We're talking about commitment. I want you to start to think going into 2014, obviously financially you need to figure out how much you need to survive and to get to your next level. So you got to do the money piece. But beyond the money piece, we can't just be working for money, and it can't just be about money. Because whenever it's about money, we're just never happy. So next level is, what are those things that are really important to you that are really going to stretch you? And I'd like you to think of something in each one of these categories that you've been putting off that it would improve the quality of your life. I just watched the Steve Jobs, he was at a college and he was the guest speaker. And he did this, I think it was like 15 minutes. It was a great speech. Yeah, it was. It was 15 minutes. And he said something that was really profound in that. He said every morning he would wake up and he would ask himself this question, keeping in mind he thought he was not going to die. But he would ask himself this question. And what I'm about to do today, if today was the last day of my life, is this what I would be doing? Would this give me joy? Would this give me happiness? I think that's a really awesome question. Now listen, there's times in our life when we are doing things that we're not excited to do, that we have to do, and that's okay. That's part of living. But what he said is that if he has too many days like that, where he's doing things that aren't giving him joy, that aren't making him happy, then he would have to make a change. He would have to do something different. And by the way, just as an aside on this, when I watched Steve Jobs' speech and then I watched his movie, it was all in the same night, and I started to think of Bill Gates, and then I started to think of other really successful people. What I noticed about successful people is that they're really committed to not getting somewhere like an end result, but they're committed to always unfolding and creating. And it's that commitment to unfolding their lives that gives them the passion, the enthusiasm, and the excitement. So, you know, I'm just sharing that as an extra thing. So get clear about what it is that would give you joy in your life that you'd want to accomplish in 2014 in each one of these categories, family, business, spiritual, da-da-da, and be committed to the journey, the unfolding of it, not so much the end result. The end result, you need to have it, but don't be committed to that as much as the discovery and development and inquiry and unfolding of it. Okay, hope this is helping you guys. All right, let's talk about the listing appointment. Now, you know, you've got some great CDs. Again, this the point of this webinar is to point out some important things. And here's what I want to share with you. First of all, in you getting ready to build your listing inventory, it's important that you get a strong listing conversation that you feel good about. Okay, and I'm going to give you some ideas on how to do that on this webinar. If you do not feel comfortable going yourself, then go with somebody or go with a few different agents to get a sense of how it's done. Now, listen to me. It's very possible you're going to discover a lot of wrong ways of doing it, okay? Now, I also don't recommend, if you are going to go with somebody, that I don't recommend that you go with a top agent, actually, nor a low-level agent, but a middle agent. Somebody who does, you know, about 12 listings a year is a good number. And the reason why you don't want to go with a top producer is because top producers, when they walk into a listing appointment, most of the time the homeowner's heard of them, they know of them. So they have so much credibility going into a listing appointment, especially if it's a referral. And you can't imitate that. So you want to go on a listing appointment where somebody doesn't have a tremendous name recognition, isn't a big producer, and it would be great if they went on, you went with them on a FSBO appointment as opposed to referral, because referrals are also a totally different type of appointment. One of the things I also recommend that you do when we start talking about prospecting is, and you start getting listing appointments, your first handful, if you're not comfortable on a listing appointment, you're going to blow. You're not going to get them. It's part of the learning process, right? So if in the first level, excuse me, of you getting listings, you're going to master the calling the FSBO. Like that would be the first level of mastery. And while you're doing that, you're going on appointments, messing up some, but you're going to also be learning too. So eventually, what should happen is you'll get better at getting the appointment before you'll get better at getting the listing. Now, what might help, excuse me, I should have water here. I don't have water here. Let me drink some coffee. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas. What I recommend you do is if you're not comfortable on the appointment as you're prospecting, that's you ask an agent in your office, hey, listen, if I got a FSBO appointment, would you be willing to go with me so I can watch you do the listing? And for that, I'll pay you 20% or we'll share the listing, whatever the case is. I'll tell you, a lot of middle-level agents, if you tell them that you're going to get the listing appointment for them and if they would go with you, and they'll say, oh, yeah, they would love that, because most agents hate the prospect. So, okay. I think this is the last thing on this point, and that is commit to selling the industry, not yourself. Meaning, and I talked about this at the seminar that you came to, is when you do go on a listing appointment, your focus should be not selling you, not selling the company. You're going to do that, but that's not the focus. The focus is having that FSBO understand FSBOs lose money, and that's not a good idea. Now, by the way, I'm just going to say something. It's very possible I'm going to go over time here. Let me just check something, what the time is here. Yeah, I'm going to be going over time. So, oh, my honey is bringing me water. Okay. She doesn't want to be on camera. She's like, we're going to go over the hour here, which is fine by me, because I want to make sure I get through the material. So if you have to end the call, if you have to hang up, I'll keep recording this. I don't know how much I can record this webinar, how much space they're going to give me. If I find there's a problem, we'll schedule a second call and I'll finish, all right? But I'm going to go through everything now, and assuming that thing doesn't cut me off, then you can watch the rest of this webinar if you had to hang up. Okay. I want to make sure I cover all the material. I don't care about the time because this, to me, is important for you. Okay. Now, all right, let's talk about how to put the book together. First of all, I'm not a fan of iPads or laptops on an appointment because laptops, when you listen, I'm telling you how to do a FSBO. If you go on a FSBO appointment and you boot up a laptop or an iPad, they're going to be like, oh, here comes the sales pitch. Whereas with a book, you can jump around a lot easier. Say, here, let me show you this over here. Let me just show you this here. And by the way, look at this. And then you can go back. A book is much easier than you using a technology, because sometimes the technology can upstage you. It can take away from you, not help you. Now, with that said, I do think when you're on a listing appointment and you've built some rapport and you're going through some of the pages, blah, 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 that at some point you would show them maybe your website and your iPad. Like, you would use the technology almost as like a page in the book where you take a break from the book, you show them some stuff on the computer, but then you go back to the book. Now, here's how I suggest you put it. Here's the outline of putting a book together. Oh, I just realized something. Hang on a second. See, I got some important things that you will. This is not a good example, okay? This is, by the way, this is, I just happen to have you, this is my attitude notes of all the, whenever I go on transformational seminars or something, I write notes. So these are my personal notes. All right, here's what I want to show you. Let's pretend, though, that this is a listing book, okay? You'll notice, where is the focus? Over here, over here. It's over here, yeah? It's always on the right side, okay? So when you put a book together, if this is okay to have this page blank, this is where the focus is. Now listen, this is where a lot of agents mess up. Let's say you have a page about brokers open house, and let's say you have yard sign. What they'll do is they'll have yard sign over here and broker's open house over here. Bad. Don't do that, because when you're on a listing appointment, if you're talking about broker's open house and over here you have yard sign, they may be visually looking over here while you're talking about this. So here's my point. You should always look at this as one page, meaning that the same concept should be here. So let's say you have a statement here that you create that says yard sign. Over here, you might have a picture of you standing in front of a yard sign. Or let's say you say broker's open house and you serve food at the broker's open house. You'd have pictures of agents coming to your open house. If you don't have two pages for a concept, then just leave this page blank. Okay? All right, so that's it. Now, let me tell you the sections. There's four sections. The first section, I think, should be your credentials. And I've given you some examples. And by the way, this is in your power manual under the listing conversation, this one I'm showing you. The first section would talk about you, your credibility. The first section you're not spending a lot of time on, okay? The second section is validating your company. How many houses you sell, your company sells in a year, market share, the broker's background, how long the company's been around, how many agents you have, okay? So first you validate you, then you validate your company, and this is all visual. By the way, I'm going to tell you, a mistake that agents make is they have way too much text. I don't know why I'm showing you this. It's not a listening book, but they have way too much text. It should be more of a picture book. Think picture book with maybe a sentence here or there, or think like PowerPoint, where there's usually not a lot of text. It's just bullets, you know, or, okay. So that's the first two, you, then your company, and then the third section is what we usually think, when we say listing presentation, the third section is the section we usually think of. And here's what the third section is. It's anything that helps get the house sold for the homeowner. Now, this is a mistake that some agents make. Let's say your company does TV advertising. An agent may put that in the second section that talks about the company. What second section should validate the credibility of the company, but TV that the company pays for, that goes in section three. Anything that is a marketing tool that helps a homeowner get the property sold, that's what that is. And then the fourth section is just miscellaneous. So one of the things you need to do, put that on your to-do list. If you don't have a strong listing appointment, you need to put this together. Keeping in mind, you're going to tweak it, you know? So just get started with something. Don't wait for it to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect, all right? Now, let's talk about prospecting. As I said to you, Vicki, that there's so many different ways to generate listing appointments, and when you listen to the prospecting CDs and you go through the pages, there's a ton. Oh, and there's self-promotion in the manual, and there's a self-promotion CD. You can do mailings and advertising and la, 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 la. Listen, if you guys want money now and you want building inventory now, yes, FSBOs and expireds, don't do anything else. Do those other things when you have the money to spend on doing those things. If you don't have the money right now, don't do it. If you want to get a lot of dots and you want to build your inventory in January, FSBOs and expireds, especially, listen to me, expireds, any agent that listed anything the last few months, what do you think the expiration date is? Let me tell you. It's December 31st. It's the end of the year. That's what they do. They round it off December 15th, or it could be January 1st. So coming January, there's going to be a ton of expired listings. That's number one. Number two, there is a ton of homeowners who are thinking about selling their house. They started thinking about it in October, and they said, let's wait till after the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. January, ton of FSBOs, ton of expireds. Sign up with the Red X. Get your stuff ready and build listing inventory in January. Now, let me go over with you this visual real quick, okay? This is a motivational thing. I'm just going to do it quick to get through it. If you want to make more money, you got to have more closings. To have more closings, you've got to write more contracts. And in order to write more contracts, you've got to build your listing inventory. And if in order to build your listing inventory, you've got to attend a lot of appointments. And in order to do that, you've got to schedule them. And the only way you can schedule them is you prospect. You've heard that expression, if you throw enough poop on the wall, eventually something's going to stick. Studies show if you just called a lot of people and barked, woof, woof, eventually somebody's going to say, oh, you must be a realtor, come on over. So don't wait to get good here. You need to prosper. I'm going to use a highlighter. You see this? If you just do this, the rest of this will just naturally fall into place. Do a lot of this. Do a lot of it. Don't worry if you're even good at it. Now, I'm going to help you get good at with all the stuff, the FSBO CDs that I sent you. You've got so much to help you with this. Hang on. I got to now erase what I did. Okay. Now, this is important. I'm going to go through with you. I got to do this quick because it's so redundant. This why don't FSBOs or sellers save money is on the – I'm trying to think which CDs. You should have the prospecting. I got to make sure you have this. Let me see. I know April's on the call. My honey, do me a favor. Just write down to make sure that we mailed them the prospecting CD, not the FSBO CDs, the Art of Prospecting, the Power Program CDs. I'm pretty sure we did, gang. Oh, wait a second. Somebody commented here. Who is it? Oh, it was my honey. She said, okay, thank you, hon. Unless somebody can tell me, if you have your CDs there with you, not all the cases, the CD, the little one that had a whole bunch of in there and it had the Power Program logo on it, in there, there should be the Art of Prospecting. If not, I got to send those to you. Dewey said yes. Never mind, April. Thank you, Dewey. All right, good. Then I'm going to go through this quick because this is redundant and I don't want to waste the time on this thing. But make sure you listen to this. This part here, it's in the manual. It's you're going to see this in the manual this way. All right, hang on. It's not working now. What happened? Oh, there it is. The reason why this is a lot more material than at the Atlanta seminar, it goes through several reasons why homeowners don't save money. I do want you to listen to this. It'll help you in prospecting. I do not want you to use this on the telephone with a homeowner. Wait, I see another question here, so I got to click on. Daryl, I had an issue getting material. My package did come Saturday, but there were no CDs for Shuri's Elf seminar. And no, okay, Jeff, listen, I'm sorry that we had a problem with your package. Okay. Oh, I know what happened. You can call me later. I don't want to waste the time here on this, but real quick. Your package, as you know, got lost by the post office. It's supposed to come back. I told April to FedEx to you. We owe him the other stuff. Yeah, April's telling me in my chat here, she's telling me she's going to send you the other stuff that you don't have. I wanted to make sure you at least had the manual. So we're going to get you the other CDs. When they come back, I got to turn around and ship them back. Okay, you're welcome, Jeff. Sorry. Okay. So back to this, gang. Sorry. FSBO buyers want a bargain, yeah? The type of buyers that go to a FSBO, I did say this at the seminar. On the CD, I do it a different way, but I like this way better. Whenever you think of buying a car, buying appliances, anything, when you're buying it from the owner directly, like on Craigslist, we always expect a better deal. And the FSBO is the same way. Now, I'm going to use the pen because I do want to illustrate this part, and this is on that CD that we were talking about. If, let's say, I'm sorry, this pen is horrible. I don't think this is going to work. I look like I have a problem, like I just had a stroke here. I don't think I can do this. This is supposed to be $300,000. So let's say a FSBO is advertising for $300,000. The buyer who sees the FSBO ad says, yeah, that $300,000, the reason why a FSBO is a FSBO because they're trying to save the commission. And if I'm looking for a deal, I don't want to pay the seller a commission. I don't want to pay an agent, so that's why I'm going FSBO. So what they do is they take 7% off the number right away, the FSBO buyer. Now, they're still not done. In their mind, the homeowner would net exactly what they would have netted if they listed with an agent. So now they take off another 3%. Oh, I did that better. And I would say to my homeowners, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, if you have gotten any offers, I'll bet you it's about $30,000 less than what you're asking right now. And when I used to say that to a homeowner, they would say, oh my gosh, he's right. And the reason why is because that FSBO is not attracting the same buyers that we have. They're attracting the bargain hunters. It's a different buyer. So that's number one reason why they don't save money. Number two, if this thing will work correctly, is third-party negotiating. What's that expression? An attorney who represents himself as a fool for a client. Why? Because they're too emotionally attached. And when you get the CD, you listen to it, you'll hear me how to actually do that with a homeowner. The third thing is that we have more resources at our disposal than a FSBO. This is in your manual, gang, I'm showing you. To get the highest possible price, the homeowner wants to get as many buyers wanting the home. Supply and demand, more buyers drives the price. Now, how do you get the most buyers coming in through the front doors is through exposure, meaning the more buyers that know your house is for sale, the more that are coming come through, which drives the price. And how do you do that as marketing tools? The more tools, more exposure, more buyers, it drives the price. You ask a FSBO, how many marketing tools are you using? And you know they're probably just doing something on the web. They've got their Home Depot for sale sign on the front lawn. And, you know, their ad in the paper. Well, you have so many more marketing tools. You're given more exposure. The buyers you're getting are not the eBay buyers looking for that deal, that Craigslist buyer. And you're getting more. You're getting the Ethan Allen buyers of real estate, which drives the price. So, and then there's the cost of marketing. Now, I'm going to go through this really quick. This is in your manual too. In the same section that we're in the prospecting. I'm going to go through. I hate going through this because it's very heady, but some people like this. Okay. According to NAR, it takes 100 hours to get a house sold. So let's just pretend that a homeowner makes $80 an hour, the husband and wife. That means it's costing them $8,000 of their time, what their time is worth, to sell their own property. Let's say they're advertising, paper, magazine, internet. They're going to spend another $1,500. And let's say they're asking that $300,000. They negotiate with the buyer. They're not going to sell for what they're asking. So let's say they're really good at negotiating and, you know, that buyer's looking to save that 7%. They negotiate half, and on a $300,000 house, that's $10,500 that they come down in price because of the negotiating. Plus, you have some miscellaneous of another $1,000. If we add that all up, it comes up to $21,000 of what their time, advertising, negotiating. And if you look at $300,000 at 7%, that's $21,000. That's another reason why homeowners do not save money selling on their own. The last thing is the USA Today article, which this article you have on some of your CDs, anywhere there's a PDF. It looks like this. You saw this at the Atlanta seminar. I love this. It shows the homeowner that according to the USA Today, they're losing 21.49% more. In case you get confused, gang, this slide is also on the Power Program website. When you log in and you click on Classroom, you go down there. It says Seller's Visuals. This is there along with the CEO for Sale by Owner thing that I talked about. Okay, now the FSBO dialogue. This over here, this page is in your manual. You'll see it at the bottom of the screen. It says P8, Prospecting 8. This dialogue is in your manual. Now listen to me. The last conference call that I did last Friday, which will be posted on the Power Program website by the end of this week, I role played this dialogue with a power agent. So I'm not going to do it now, because it's recorded and it was really good. So what I want you to do is listen to that call with this script in front of you. In addition, In addition, this dialogue, me role-playing it, is on the FSBO CDs that you have. And in addition, I believe it's also on the prospecting CDs. So there's all different versions of this. As you start to do this, you're going to have questions, and I want you to call me on my cell. I want you to email me, whatever you need. But this is the magic dialogue. I do want to tell you one thing on page P9. There's a correction I want you to make, okay? I'm going to switch over to my highlight pen here. These questions are in the wrong order, okay? Now, here's what I mean. When you're calling a FSBO, I'm going to go back. Can I go back? It won't let me. Oh, yeah, it did. No. Hang on, gang. Sorry. Oh, no. Okay. Hang on. Okay. The FSBO dialogue, identify, introduce, clarify, find out what they're committed to. Step 4 is when you're asking questions about the homeowner, where they move into, why they're. Listen, this is wrong. This is a typo in this questions, and it's a typo on page P9. Here's what I mean the typo is. When you start asking questions with the homeowner, you should not start off asking questions about where you folks moving to, when do you need to get there by. Those questions over here, hang on, I'm changing my pen. Where you folks moving to, what do you like best about where you moving to? You should not, that should not be your first question, because what's going to happen is that's like none of your business. That's how they're going to feel. So what you want to do, and whenever you hear me role play, I always do this. So how, you know, I'm looking at a copy of the ad. It looks really great. How long have you lived in this home? So in other words, you ask first questions about their current home. And when you feel like you've built some rapport, then you're going to go into, well, let me ask you, where are you folks moving to? What's your time frame? Okay. Now, let me tell you the most important thing about calling FSBOs is your commitment should be to building a relationship. Don't worry about getting the appointment. The appointment will naturally happen if you're committed to building a relationship. That's number one. Number two is accept the fact that you're going to be nervous. Accept the fact that you're going to, you know, mess up your first calls. You have to embrace that. One of the reasons why you don't do this is because you're afraid to fail. Well, you need to relax. If it'll help you, drink a glass of wine before you make the call. Take the edge off. Seriously, is if you're committed to building a relationship, not worry about the appointment, the fear will be less for you. The fear comes from, I have to get the appointment. I have to do this right. Don't worry about doing it right. Don't worry about getting an appointment. Focus on just building a relationship with another human being to see how you can help them, okay? All right. Now, I got to do the pen thing here, the technology. I got to click here. Then I got to change to this here. Okay, now, back to this. This over here, this is important. This page 12 at the top, it says FSBO answering machine dialogue. I guess it should say voicemail. Who has an answering machine now? All right. Hi, this is Daryl Davis from Power Realty. The reason why, when you call a FSBO and they don't answer the phone, I want you to read this word for word. It's magical. You're going to be shocked. They're going to call you back. Hi, this is Daryl Davis from Power Realty. The reason why I was calling is I noticed you're selling your house, and I have some important information about that. As a matter of fact, I might even have somebody who could be interested or who might be interested. I'm not sure because I need to get some more information first. Could you please call me back at blah, 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 blah. Now, people have asked me, well, Daryl, what's the important information? Don't worry about it. I mean, if you need to have that answer, I'll tell you. But they never ask you what's the important information. They always call you back and they say, you called about my house. And that's all they say. And then when they say that, you go back to the other dialogue. Well, I'm looking at a copy of the ad, and I was wondering, are you working with agents to sell your property? Well, it's a really nice ad. Did you write it yourself? And so then you'll do the dialogue that we just had on the screen a moment ago. But this is what you leave. And I'm going to tell you, always leave the message. If you call 10 people, maybe 3 will call you back. And let me tell you this. If those 3 FSBOs who know your realtor call you back, the chances of you getting these 3 appointments are astronomical. I'd almost hope that you call a ton of people and no one answers. If you call, because any of them, a FSBO calling you is hot, that you're going to get that appointment most likely, okay? Very excited about that. Now, this page 13, I don't want to go over this. This is actually to remind me to tell you about all the other dialogue in the manual. So I'm not a fan of any of the other dialogue. It's extra stuff that I put in there, just the FSBO and expired. Now, the expired dialogue, oh, we're doing good on time because we're now at questions. The expired dialogue is also in the manual, and I went over the expired role play on the conference call that I told you about that I did Friday, which will be uploaded by the end of this week on the Power Program website. Okay, I'm like, oh, it's 5 after, wow, we did really good on the time. Okay, that's up to you now. Do you guys have any questions? I covered the most important stuff I wanted to cover on this call. So who has a question? Unmute yourself if you got a question. Don't type it because I'd rather hear you. Does anybody have any questions? By the way, well, you don't have any questions. This over here, this picture behind me, This is the first class I ever trained back in 1993. What did you care? Yes, Vicki, are you there? Dan?
I'm here. Besides the to-do list, do you recommend that we just use these either FSBO or expired dialogues and just jump right into the Red X and just start calling?
Hey, listen, if you're ready to do that, darling, yes. Now, that's a good point, Vicki, because the rest of you, you know, Vicki brought out a good point, is that I don't want you to spend a lot of time getting ready to work, because you can go broke doing that.
So, right. That's always my big problem, because I hate calling expireds and FSBOs, but I've got to get more inventory. So I've told myself, okay, this is it. Do it.
Yeah. Oh, sweetheart. That's awesome, man. You made my day, okay, because that, yes, just do it, darling. Just start making the calls. Let me tell you something. When I might have done this analogy at the seminar that you came to, if I did, forgive me. You know, I ran 4 marathons, and the first time and some of them were halves and then the full. When I was doing the full one, 26.2 miles, when I first signed up to, I'm sorry, back up. My first marathon that I did was a half marathon, right? So I looked at the 10 miles that I had to do and, you know, 0.33, I threw up the first time I ran. It was a mess. And what I realized is that if I focused too much on the finish line, it was too overwhelming to me, and I would never actually start. So what I said to myself is I just got to start getting on the treadmill, not worrying about my distance, not worrying about my time, not worrying about my effectiveness. I just had to get my body in motion. So this is the same concept what you're saying, Becky, is like, Let's if you're up to doing that, yes, do that. Just get on the phone, start with the dialogue, and start making calls to get on the treadmill and start the process. So I agree with you.
So here's another question, as long as we have time. When is it the best time to call an expired or a FSBO? And do you want us to use the Red X tracking vehicle they have in their website to track our calls, or do you have graphs for us to print out and track?
Okay, great. Another great question, Vicki. I suggest, by the way, I don't want to ignore John. John said that he's having a poor sound quality. Can you hear me okay, Vicki?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Yeah. John, I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. It's not the recording. It might be something on your end. I know that, Vicki, you're using your, are you using your computer phone? What are you still there, Vic? Yeah, here, there you are.
Yeah, I'm just speaking right into the computer and it picks it up.
Okay, so it could be, John, that if you were using the telephone, it would have been a better quality. Obviously, there's something with your computer, because Vicky's using her computer speakers and mic, and she says it sounds perfect. So I'm assuming that when we play this back, you'll be able to hear it better. But anyway, let me finish the question for Vicki. Vicki, what I recommend that you do, number one, is definitely get Red X, because it's going to help you stay focused. It's going to hand you the leads on a platter. So I suggest that you do that using Red X. The second thing is Red X has a built-in system for you to keep track of the calls, the notes, when to call back. I suggest that you do that too. Now, if you're using like Top Producer or some other system, I still recommend, when it comes to the FSBOs expireds, use Red X as your database, and so that way it's one place and you're not confused. Okay? Are you there, Vic?
Oh. Yeah, I unmuted because I didn't want feedback. But okay, so you just keep it all in the Red X. Okay, and I have Red X. I just, okay.
You haven't been using it.
I've not been using it. That's correct. So the truth comes out because I sit there and look at it and go, oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure everybody is getting a laugh out of that.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And by the way, I'm sorry, Vicki, let me just say one thing about it.
To
help you with that, Veradex has great tutorial videos on the site. So make sure you take some time to look at those videos. I don't know about you, but me, sometimes when I'm working on my business, like if I'm researching something or I have to learn a new software, I feel like I'm wasting time and it's not productive, but it is, you know, because if you don't know how to use Red X, then you're not going to use it. So if you haven't watched
right.
the videos, make sure you do that, okay?
I will. Next question. And okay, so let's say they just don't want to meet with you now. And I guess probably in your manual, you tell us how many times to call back and to keep going with them?
No, I'll answer your question now. So if you call them and they say no, you don't get the appointment, your follow-up should be based on your personal preference. Okay. So, okay. You know, because there's levels of no. Like some people, like here would be the real nice, the first level of no. It's like, thanks for calling, Vic. We really appreciate it. And we love you. You sound good. We're going to name our child after you, but just give us a call. Just give us a couple of weeks, you know?
Right.
And the other level would be they hang up on you.
So yeah.
The one that hangs up on you, you may just give it like 2 weeks, and they probably won't even remember that you called. This other one that was really nice and said give us 2 weeks, you might make it a few days. Because okay. your instinct is, you know, they were so nice, and it sounds like they're committed. I'm going to follow up a little quicker. Now, what I would do in that scenario is if they told you 2 weeks and they're nice, but you call in a few days, well, you don't want to disrespect that they said 2 weeks. So I would call in a few days with a reason for calling. It might be an article that you just read that you want to share with them. It might be a checklist you want to mail them. It might be because you're going to be in the area and you have a report that you like to drop off that might help them. So you want to call to give them a gift of some kind when you're going to do that.
Okay, that makes sense. But then would you use the letters to follow up with them?
Okay, now, great question. I gave you all these letters to follow up and to send. There's some follow-up letters for FSBOs in the manual. I'm not a fan of doing that, and the reason why is it just takes time.
Okay.
I'd rather you do, if you saw that movie In Pursuit of Happiness by Will Smith, he was, not by, but he was in the movie. This guy, he just kept making call after call. Is that you, Vic? Okay, she muted herself. Good. That's perfect, Vicky. So what I would do is, me personally, is every time you do a thank you note, which is a good idea and it's a good follow-up, but I'd rather you just continuously making calls. You can follow up with phone calls. It's just faster. It's more effective. You want to get listings. And if you're spending too much time doing letters and mailings and emails, and my preference is just hit the phones on getting new appointments and on following up with people. Okay. I think that's the most effective way. Okay. I'm sorry, John, I just unmuted John. John looked like I had him muted. Sorry about that. Okay, any other questions that you guys have? You just have to unmute yourself to ask me. Okay.
Hi, Daryl, this is Bernie.
Hey, Bernie.
Hey, just wanted to know when is our next webinar.
We were just doing this one webinar to get you guys started. The rest, what I want you to do is to, that's a great question. What I want you to do is listen to the CDs and sync with the manual. I told you what order to listen to them, in my opinion, time management, the listing appointment, and prospecting. Make sure you be on the conference calls every month for the Power Program. And of course, use my cell as you're going through the manual to ask me any specific questions. Okay?
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right, Bernie. Great question. Anybody else have a question here? Before I end the call? Okay, I'm just looking.
Hey, Daryl, can you hear me?
Dewey?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, okay, darling.
Because I don't hear it on my side. I have a question about the group.
Yeah.
When would you suggest us doing that? Like the monthly group? Is it after the first month?
I'm not sure.
You have in the manual about the mastermind, like group meeting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great question, Dewey, because I should have clarified that. That's a little bit, okay. That original manual, as a matter of fact, if you see, you can see only part of it. See, this group here, the original training class that I did, I met live with the same group of agents once a month for 12 months. So it was a year program where I flew into the city every month. And that was the first class that I taught. And I did that for many years, and we retired that. But I didn't take it out of the program, meaning out of that book. So when it talks about the power groups and the monthly meetings, that is something old that I don't do anymore. But the reason why I left it in there is because if you wanted to form your own mastermind group with other agents that are also committed to learning, there's an idea on doing that and putting that together. For you, I don't think that's important for you to do that. I think what we covered on this call is where you should focus your energy, calling the FSBOs expireds, putting your book together, building your inventory, getting the dot board. I don't want you to spend time really putting a group together. Use the power program every month with me as a way to help you stay focused and to work on your business. I don't want you to create another meeting for yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, hon. Great question. All right, anybody else?
Hey,
David, yes?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I just have a quick, a couple of questions. My package went to my office, and I really need it to come home to my home office because I don't go to an office that often.
Yeah.
They know who I am, but so I just need to change that. And then I haven't been on the Power Program website yet, but is there a sign-in or a login, or you just create that?
Yeah, David, great question. You should have gotten your username and password already at least last week. April, if you'll tell me, when did we actually activate them?
Yeah, I think I did get it. It was just like a blizzard of stuff. So I think I did get that.
Okay,
so,
good. Okay. Good. Now, so
that's fine.
Yeah, anybody else, if you guys didn't get that username, password, check your junk folder. It seems to go there quite a bit. That's the first thing. But what was your question? There was another question you had, David, so you haven't gone on there.
It was the login and password. I needed to change my address so that if you're mailing anything, it won't go there because it's like 45-minute drive one way, and I don't want him to have to mail it twice. Or whatever.
Yeah, do me a favor. Email it. Let me give you my email address, which you should have, but email it to me, and I'll forward it to April, your new address. So email me your new address. My email, which, again, you all should have because I emailed you the other day, is Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, at darylspeaks.com. That's plural. And so email me your new address, David, and we'll change it in our database, okay?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I was just reviewing the manual because I hadn't been down there. I had a closing on Friday, and I went down finally and got it. It was sitting there a week, but any rate. So,
well, thank God.
Yeah, I was looking through it today because I want to make sure I was ready to go.
Awesome. Well, thank goodness no one decided to take that care package.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, it is Atlanta, so it wasn't totally unreasonable that I should think this.
At some point, you said you would just give us a number if we need to reach you. I'm not planning to call you drunken on Friday night, of course. But
do you have my number?
Is that something I? Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, you can call me if you need to. Yeah, but yeah,
just give it to me again. If you
will. Oh, okay, sure. 631-681-2026.
631-681-2026.
Yep, that's my personal cell.
Now, would you say that we should just start looking at some of those CDs, especially, or the DVDs, especially ones on FSBOs?
Yeah, they're all CDs, and I recommend that you, if you're like Vicky, where she's ready to start making calls and getting those appointments, I would listen to anything that has prospecting on it. And especially when you log into the Power Program website, that you listen to the conference call that I just did December 13th, which once again is not loaded up on the website yet. It should happen by the end of this week. Okay. So, but that's what I would focus on. If you're ready to jump into prospecting, like Vicky said, I would do just anything related to calling FSBOs and expireds. And on the same token,
Now,
you need to get your listing book put together pretty strong, okay?
Is there somewhere on your website where it has, I guess you mentioned some places of going to get this information. I'm looking at my notes. I guess like the visuals for sellers and stuff like that. Sorry, I'm thinking about 20 things here at once. Is there somewhere on the website where it says where your seminars are going to be? I think you told me you were in Long Island and Philadelphia or something like that. You're not going to be in the Southeast anytime soon.
Yeah, right? I'm not going to be. If you guys want, we talked about that. I want to give you the free sure results if you can make it. The the next one's going to be in February on Long Island. And then also I think we'll be doing February, maybe March for New Jersey. And is there another one? Long Island, New Jersey. Oh, in Philadelphia. So over the next couple of months, if you go to that website, mysureresults.com, you'll see that those dates and information. We don't have anything up there yet because we haven't secured it, but we should have it. We should have it up there in the next couple of weeks. Now, by the way, April just sent me a message that we most likely will be in Florida, Fort Lauderdale, in June. So that might be a little closer for you, too.
About the same from Georgia, I would say. But, yeah, okay, that's very helpful. Okay. I think after I get a chance, and this is a good time of the year, to take a week and really immerse myself into this, so...
Yeah, now, most important thing, David, and everybody else, is as you're going through this, do not get overwhelmed with what the hell to do and how much there. There is a lot of manual. There's a lot of CDs that I gave you. Don't get overwhelmed. Take it one step at a time. Inch by inch, life's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's hard. So don't get overwhelmed by it all. If you improve just 10% a month, that's 120% in a year. So think this way and keep that in mind. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Great question. Anybody else? Okay, ask her their way. April, I'm
not... Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, go ahead.
I was wondering your thoughts on role-playing and if everyone on the call would be interested in maybe sharing our information, that maybe we can put some groups together internally here amongst ourselves and start some kind of role-playing schedule. I think that would be helpful.
Do you got? Well, that may be a good idea. I mean, April keeps pushing to having a closed Facebook group of some kind. April, let's do this. Being that you keep pushing this, and I'm sorry, I'm going to answer. I'm going to address who said that about the role play. Was that you, Jeff?
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Give me 1 second, April. Being that you're pushing this, make sure that you invite these guys to become member of that Daryl's Inner Circle or something. We have a closed group on Facebook, gang. I don't really use it. I don't push it, like, because I have too many. I focus on my one personal page on Facebook. We have a few others, and it's just too overwhelming for me right now, so I just focus on the one. But we have an inner circle, Daryl's Inner Circle, of past students that we just started to add people to. So April wants to push that with you guys. So I'm going to have her send you, invite you into that group. We can't invite you, though, I don't think, if you're not a friend of mine. So make sure you friend me on Facebook. So number one is you can maybe use that group for each other. The second thing is I'll send everybody's cell number to each other. So that way you guys can network with each other and do what you said, Jeff, if you want to role play with each other and set something up. And Jeff, if you want to cause that to happen, kind of lead that, like pick a day where you guys get together on the phone. That's a good idea too. Like form your own little power group of the Atlanta people. I like that. I think that's a great idea. Great idea, Jeff. Thank you. So Jeff, I'll make sure that we send out everybody's email and cell number to everybody, and if you want to take the lead on that, that'll be great. All right, anybody else? All right, good, because I got to go to the bathroom. Okay, so was this good for you guys? Oh, you don't have to unmute yourself because it's going to get noisy. But, yeah, no, unmute yourself. Tell me, everybody unclick. So we're going to get a little feedback. Thank you, Vicky. Just, everybody, there you go. Everybody's doing it. So let me hear you. How was this call? Was this good for you?
Yes.
Awesome.
Very good.
Very good. Good. I'm glad, gang, because this is my first webinar. How'd I do, okay?
Yeah, you did.
Right.
Listen, you guys are very special. That's why I wanted to do this for you. And, again, you inspired us over here for you taking this on and moving forward. And anything we can do to support you and help you, please let me know. You've got your marching orders, so let's get off the call. Let's get to work. Let's have 2014 be a breakthrough year. And don't forget to be patient with yourself, okay?
Yes.
All right, gang. God bless
you.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy whatever else holiday. And I'll talk to you guys soon, okay?
All right. See you.
All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.